It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Governor Inslee's COVID vaccine mandate stirred a hornet's nest, and a vaccination rights bill introduced months ago is now a focal point for protesters. Thousands of emails and calls are pouring into legislative offices in response to the governor's get shot or get fired mandate. Many of them are demanding passage of Senator Doug Erickson's measure to protect the right to choose.
The legislation I introduced last January, it's not pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. It simply allows families in Washington state to make the healthcare decision that is best for them, and says the government can't fire you from your job if you decide not to get vaccinated.
The Ferndale Republicans' legislation prohibits discrimination based on vaccination status. The bill specifically forbids state and local governments and private employers from firing unvaccinated workers.
Back in January and December, you know, when I introduced this legislation, people said, oh, the government would never fire you for not getting the vaccine. There won't be vaccine passports, all of those different things. And here we are today with the governor saying that you'll be fired from your job with the state if you don't get the vaccine by October 18th. So we need to stand up for people's right to make decisions that's best for them and their family. And again, this is not pro-vaccine. It's not anti-vaccine. It realizes that COVID is real and people need to make the best healthcare decisions for themselves. It simply says the heavy hand of government can't force you to do something to your body and then threaten you with being fired from your job if you don't.
Erickson says this isn't political.
Yeah, this definitely is not a Republican or Democrat issue. It definitely cuts across party lines. And while, you know, a large group of the state of Washington has already been vaccinated, and I applaud them for doing that and making the decision that they wanted to make, I think many of those people who have already received the vaccine don't want to force other people to get the vaccine if they don't want to. So I believe this is an issue where once people sit down and think about it, they support giving people the right to choose. And we could have other safeguards put in place, including, you know, weekly COVID tests could be required on the workplace. There are mask things that you could do in the individual workplace for private employers. So, but the vaccine to me just simply, it crosses the line in terms of a mandate on an individual with regard to their healthcare decisions. And then just, you know, doubling down by saying you will be fired from your job you've been working at for 25 years, perhaps, doesn't work. And one other thing we have to focus in on, if due to Governor Inslee's mandates and actions here, 25% of our nurses decide to walk off the job or not get vaccinated, or 25% of our EMTs say they don't want to go to work anymore because they're not going to get vaccinated, or they're not allowed to go to work anymore because they don't get vaccinated, and maybe 25% of our public school teachers decide they would rather not work than get the vaccine, this places our entire state in great jeopardy and a great risk. People out there are saying that they will lose their job rather than get this vaccine. They shouldn't have to make that choice. And that's the message I just want to deliver to the people of Washington State. Make the healthcare decision that's right for you, but don't live in fear and intimidation of your state government and Jay Inslee. You have a right to make that decision. He can't take away your job if you make one that he doesn't like.
Erickson says it's about science and freedom.
One of the things that's really interesting about the whole COVID response is how science in Florida and Texas is so strikingly different than the science here in Washington State. So sometimes it does appear to people that it's more political than science-based when you have more rights and more freedoms in some states than you have in Washington, and why Washington State always has to be the most draconian in terms of our response. So I think people are seeing that. They want to be safe. They want to make good decisions, but they also wonder why Washington State is so out of step with the rest of the United States.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.